This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith, live from Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. And now, here's Joe Smith.
Well, you know, autumn just arriving on the calendar, but a memorable run through the 2015 fall season in girls golf for Dustin Carver's Bloomington South Young Ladies. Conference Indiana and sectional champs. Titles won on back-to-back Mondays this month. A 3-15 fashioned out to win the sectional yesterday at the Cage, dethroning Martinsville and winning its first title since a quartet of four seniors broke onto the high school varsity scene. Sharice Otter, of course, the defending state individual champion. Emma Fisher, the Bomba twins, Sydney and Lindsay. Junior Betsy Beggs and eight others comprising the 13-member roster of Coach Carver, a team really that set their goals quite high at the outset of 2015. And based on what has happened over the course of the last couple of weeks, let me tell you now, the winning is far from over. Tonight it's a night for reflection and thoughts on the determination and character of this team to be defined as we welcome the new sectional titleists, the Southside Queens of High School Girls Golf. This is Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's, everybody. Well, a great crowd on hand here tonight, along with our producer, Jim Ritter, high atop our One City Center studios downtown. On-site producers, Joanna and Mike Lascott, and all of our sponsors. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith and Dustin Carver joining us, and a lot of expectations coming into the season. A lot has been accomplished with this team, but we define team, T-E-A-M, so there is still a lot to achieve with this crew, isn't there?
A lot to achieve, and all starts on Saturday down at Regional.
Well, it does, and it's a course you played back in August when you played the Hall of Fame. We'll get to that and have some of the girls on a little bit later. But, you know, your approach is simple. We had you on at halftime of the high school game last Friday night. We've talked to you after winning championships the last two Mondays. One shot at a time. It seems like a simple statement, but yet it's one that the girls have really lived by.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we talked about from the very beginning of the year is, you got to take it one shot at a time, one invitation at a time, and then you got to go from there.
Well, you know, we talked about, and I just mentioned determination and character, and I think we can go down right down the line, the roster, and talk about those two elements and how key it has been. And what you've seen, I know you've only had the girls the last couple of years, but that being said, you coach some of them in other sports, but talk about those two attributes that have woven themselves into this particular team.
Well, I mean, they have tremendous character, but on top of that, they have a tremendous chemistry amongst each other, and I believe, that's what makes them successful. I mean, you look from the top with Sharice and Emma, you know, they're pretty much our two leaders, but, the six varsity girls that they've been together for a couple years, and the great part about it is the chemistry amongst each other. I mean, they work hard, they laugh and giggle a lot, but on top of that, they know when it's time to get serious.
Well, Emma's a pretty good golfer, obviously, the old southpaw, but I hear she's pretty good video queen as well. She's taking on YouTube and doing some good stuff there, and we know what she does off the course and is an outstanding student athlete, but she's making fun, as she goes here.
Yeah, I mean, she's the guru with the Instagrams and the YouTubes, and she's pretty good at doing that. I'm not quite sure how many Instagrams she does or whatever they call it during practice, but she's always posting something.
We don't know if she's smiling or not. She's got your
she's
back.
She's smiling. There.
Yeah, there she is. There's the grin from Emma. Well, you know, we look at an overall aggregate of 320. You look at any score, boys or girls, and we talk about how the young ladies have developed, and to have approximately a 319, 320 average aggregate going into and continuing the state tournament run. Talk about, you know, the consistency factor within the girls and how they've played this year.
Well, I mean, the last five invites that we've had, we averaged 320, which I believe that's the, and we talked about it today, I think that's a magical number. It's not like you have to go out and do something special. You just got to go out and take care of your business and what you've done the whole year, and everything will speak for itself.
Well, obviously, winning the sectional and dethroning Martinsville, who's always had a strong program, it was a nice feat. But it's interesting to having Emma and Charisse kind of cornerstone things here 4 years ago. And it was that year they won the sectional. It was that year they won the Conference Indiana Championship. And it's kind of neat, you know, 3 years later, a little deja vu.
Absolutely. I mean, the two young ladies who have been with the program for the last 4 years, been the leader and been the face of Bloomington South Golf for the last 4 years, and to see them go out on top with conference, you know, the conference championship, and then going out with the sectional is pretty special.
Well, I tell you, a young lady in Charisse Otter that is going to go to South Florida, Emma's going to go to Indiana University, and just talk a little about their development and what you've seen. I mean, yes, they play from coast to coast, and they have certainly influenced the other girls, and that's a storyline in itself when we get talking about the other parts of this team. But talk about what you've seen in their total development, the both of them, Dustin.
Well, I mean, for both of them, I mean, they play, you know, AJGA events over the summer. I mean, they play in the top tournaments across the United States, and, you know, that sets them up for, you know, the competition throughout the year. And to be a part of Bloomington South, and we've talked about this a long time ago, is Emma and Charisse didn't have to play high school golf. They chose to be a part of something, chose to be a part of something special, and that shows you the teammates that they are, and to be a part of a team, it is something special.
Well, and both have been, well, like yesterday, they both fashioned 71s, and then Emma's had a little run here, being medalist of the sectional, but it's pretty good when you have them both step out back on one at the quarry and they eagle the first hole.
Yeah, that was something else. I mean, wow. Especially having the team or all the team there, and even Bloomington North and Martinsville, they both came out and supported the girls, and it was, you know, chip in by Charisse, and then on top of that, you know, Emma had to make an 8-footer on top of Charisse's chip in, and so that, and then going to the next hole, and Emma birdieing that hole, and Charisse, you know, just missing the birdie putt. So it was special. You know, Emma, I think she's dominated Cascades. About tempted to petition Bloomington, City of Bloomington, to rename the course after her.
Well, you got to quit playing her too, because I'm going to ask her if she gives you strokes now. But you know, she had that 66 in the practice round, and then lo and behold, you kind of played with her, I think, that particular afternoon, and said something about a 66. Well, she shot a 66, and what happens? 2 days later, she goes right back to work. Out of the cage, and you're invitational, and you guys shoot unbelievable. You shoot lights out at, what was it, a 309? She had a 66.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I decided to play a practice round with them, and she was on fire. And then we come off hole seven after she birdied hole seven, and I kind of looked at the scorecard and I said, "Hey, a 66 may do it on Saturday." She goes, "Yeah, that'd be nice." And lo and behold, she went out and shot a 66.
You know, there's so many different storylines to develop, and we talk about determination. We talk about character woven within of this team. But, two young ladies, the Bamba twins, you know, neither one of them 4 years ago had considered maybe even playing golf. Of course, Sydney's an outstanding student athlete. Well, so is Lindsay. They both are, as they have developed in golf. But they came onto the beat. Betsy Beggs has come onto the beat here as of late. Lydia Quinn has been big with the concept here. So it's the development, I guess, that's been so pleasing here, over and above what Emma and Charisse have been doing.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been nice because, you know, last year Betsy just came in. There wasn't a whole lot of competition amongst the top five. It was like, I mean, I had my top five, and, you know, I put them out there this year. You know, there's been some competition amongst Lydia, Betsy, and Lindsay, and you know, that makes you better. And I think and you can see it in scores. It's dropped. I mean, Betsy has, you know, her average has dropped tremendously. Lydia's average has dropped tremendously. Lindsay's and Sydney's both have dropped. And, you know, I had to show them the numbers to actually, actually get them to believe that they're actually playing better this year than they were last year. And, you know, it's paid off. Competition always brings out the best in you, and that's what's happened this year.
Well, there's you look at what the competition laid out as far as the schedule goes. You win the Bloomington North, B&L invite. You win the Vincennes, shoot a 319. We mentioned Conference Indiana. You were third in your own, and that was a tough field out here at the Cades a couple of weeks ago, the sectional. But, you know, you get in duels, and you were unbeaten there, and you beat Edgewood and B&L and Martinsville. They tackled again. We go that shot, you know, one shot at a time, one team at a time, and you go basically undefeated this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're talking about three invites or four invites, and you know, undefeated dual matches. I mean, we just you show up and play. You compete against the teams, but like we always said, you're playing against the course and really not the team. And you know, to go out. I mean, we played twice on our home course, which is nice. And you look at Martinsville, we go out. The four seniors, their last time there at the country club, and shoot a 159, which is first time under 160. I mean, since I've been a part of it, it's been a while since that's been done. And, you know, to go out on style shooting that, and, you know, Cherise shooting a 34, Emma shooting a 33 is very nice amongst those two to finish out the country club.
Well, mentioning the country club, you and you were setting those flags, I think, weren't you, before the conference? You made that doggone tough. It was bad enough, you know, with the lack of rain that we've had. Suffice it to say, I don't know what the stent meter was on the greens, but they had to be running 12 and a half, 13, and here you set the doggone flag so tough, you only had two girls shooting the 70s.
Well, that was...
That's your home course.
Yeah, that is. I mean, that was my game plan going in it, because I believe I have the two best players in the state of Indiana, and I knew if they went out and... did what they had to do, and if I got a decent score out of Sydney, Lindsay, or Betsy, then I thought that we had a chance to win conference. And I set the pins very difficult, and the superintendent, and obviously it worked out in our favor.
Well, it did indeed, and you bring home a Conference Indiana championship, and the girls have forgiven you, and now it's on to Country Oaks down in Montgomery, and that was the site of the Hall of Fame back in August. The girls played a terrific field. They had really lengthened that course out to about, they backed it up to almost 5,700 yards that particular day, but that was back in August. When we come back, I want to attack three areas, and because it's so vital, I don't care if it's the old man playing out or any of the parents, approach shots, chipping, and putting, and how it has woven itself into the success story of these young ladies. We'll do that when we come back to celebrate the Conference Indiana and sectional champions, the 2015 Bloomington South girls golf team. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone. About 22 past the hour of 6 o'clock. Having fun, spending some time with the 2015 Conference Indiana and sectional champion Bloomington South girls golf team. It's head coach Dustin Carver, and we'll be talking to the girls here in our next segment as we continue along. We were talking about three different elements, and we'll just start with the approach shots. Any more, I don't care. The young ladies... Think about it, a young lady that puts a driver or a long iron in her hand, they have a tendency to hit it straight anyway, but it's the approach shots to the green, and then once they get there, scoring on the green differentiates between something they, now I'm not going to say they're ashamed of, but a competitive score, and that's why you're averaging 320. How have those three areas, let's start with approach shots.
Well, I mean, you've heard the saying, driver show, puff or dough, but it also stems from, you know, the approach shots. And, you know, most of the girls, the courses don't play that long. So if you actually hit the ball halfway decent off the tee, you at least have 100 yards in, okay? So you're looking at the scoring wedges, and there's not a whole lot of greens in regulation, so that involves the chipping and the putting, obviously. So, you know, you see a whole lot of greens in regulation from Sharice and Emma, but those are two, you know, obviously two special players. So the focus is when you get on the short range to work on those. And if you get it on the green, your goal is to either one putt or two putt. And if you can get that under control, you'll see the big numbers come down.
Well, and you have one girl in particular, Betsy Beggs, who obviously struggled a little bit once she got on the green, had no problems getting to the green. It was putting the ball in the jar. But that being said, you talk about somebody that's made, I'm not going to say overnight improvement, gradual improvement to, you know, shoot the scores that she's shooting. Heck, she's shooting around 90 now over her last four matches.
Well, absolutely. I mean, she can hit the ball. She hits the ball well off the tee. And, you know, the one thing that Betsy and I actually sat down and had a conversation, she goes, Carver, I just can't read a green. So she and I went out for 40 minutes and just went around each green, just trying to get an understanding of what to look at. You know, we talked about speed, we talked about break, and she's starting to understand a little bit of how to roll the flat stick.
Well, I mean, I couldn't read a green to save my life, and I'm 68, but, you know, to be 16, 17, 18 years old, talk about the aspect of reading. I mean, you know, go in that a little bit, will you, Dr. Carver?
Yeah.
I'll pick up something, I hope.
Yeah.
Listening to you.
Well, we always look at the grain, and we always, you know, you have to – I always teach you got to read it from at least three different sides, sometimes four. So you're looking from behind to the side and then the other side, and maybe you can pick up which way it is. There's a lot of – like I'm a field putter. Sharice is an analytical putter, or more of a not really a field putter, really. Some are analytical, some are field. So, you know, it's different. And you teach the – you know, you can feel the break. I feel the break with my feet. I can feel the break with my feet, and so you kind of look at it, and then you've got to get the speed down. So basically what I'm trying to teach is, one, the speed is critical. Two, break. Okay, and if you can get the speed and the break down, you can basically, you know, we're looking for two putts.
Man, that's a lot to think about.
Well, that's really not. Just you're looking for speed and break. Speed and break, and then you can get into the grain and the color of the green, but I'm not going to get into that.
Well, okay. Well, who's the best putter right now on this team? See the Bombas.
Oh,
everybody's raising their hand. Emma.
Well, it kind of depends. It kind of depends on Sharice's confidence.
Sharice.
You know, she's got some names that she likes to use about herself, but I would say I am. I'm the better putter.
Well, you know, I tell you what, you got to quit playing these girls out at the Cades and out of the country club, because they're beating you.
Yeah,
and you're pretty good. You're scratch.
No, I can. Well, not even close.
Let's talk a little about. So yeah, that is obviously key. The speed. Take us back to the site of the regional. You were there. Right after school started in August, down in Montgomery,
right.
We're talking about Country Oaks. Tell us about that day. The field was loaded. Evansville North beat Westfield by a shot. Your team finished, I believe, 14th. Talk about that day and what you're expecting, the course set up. You'll be down there in the first group a little past 9 on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, the course is going to play different, obviously. I mean, they played it at over 5,700 yards. Back in early August, this Saturday they're going to play probably right at 5,300 yards, and you know we went down there and I think we shot 350, but you know we obviously didn't have a couple of girls. And Sharice was a medalist, and then you know we took Betsy down there and Carly Williams and Lydia and Emma, and you know we went down there and had a good time, produced a decent score, but you know you put three girls that haven't played that length. I mean, it was a great round. So,
well, how do you expect it to? Was that a decent day weather-wise? I know the girls, because of the length. I know the girls were worn out by the time they.
Well, it was.
You know,
it was really, really windy. So, I mean, even I believe Sheree shot a 73, which I mean, we knew kind of going into it. Like, I mean, we thought that was going to be a great score, and. You know, she ended up shooting a 73, being medalist. So the course played really tough. I mean, it was windy. Greens weren't that great. But, you know, shooting a 73 at 5,700 yards down there with the wind and everything is a pretty good score.
Well, that was a Hall of Fame. One reason you got in that tournament, you've been doing this, even on the boys' side of things, when you took them up to Prairie View. Prairie View, again, is the state venue, but tell us about who's all filtering in this field that you're going to have to contest to get out of it.
Well, I mean, you have the number one team in the state down there in Evansville North. They shot 292 in sectional. You have Floyd Central, which we've seen them three times this year. Evansville Memorial, and then Evansville Modern Day. So you have one. Floyd Central's round 12th or 14th. Evansville Memorial top 10, and then I guess they have Evansville Modern Day in the top 20. So, you know, we're right there. I mean, we just, you know, can't worry about what they're doing. We got to go down there and take care of what we can control. And, you know, like I said, things will work out just fine.
And again, we talk about goal-driven young ladies, and I know they were disappointed last year that the whole team didn't go. Emma and Charisse went to state at Prairie View and did awfully well. Obviously, Charisse won the state, but that's something that the girls have in their crawl is to obviously perform again, like you have these last two Mondays as a team to, you know, if not win the doggone thing Saturday, to get out of it.
Well, I wouldn't mind winning it, but the idea of it is survive in advance. You know, that's the goal, is to survive in advance, and, you know, you got to let it play out if you get to state. And, you know, you just never know what's going to happen as long as you give yourself a chance. And, you know, the girls have played Country Oaks, and I think they enjoy it. I think the course sets up well, and we've had great experience there. Last year, I mean, we averaged, our team average was like around 340, went down there and shot 328 and missed going to state by two or three. And, you know, it's a good course. It sets up well for us. I mean, we play one of the toughest courses in the state, and so we're not going to see anything that we haven't seen all year.
All righty. So that is the bill of fare, the venue coming up on Saturday for the sectional champs. They attempt to win the regional. And we'll talk with some of the members of the Panthers that, are intent upon winning the regional and beyond. And we'll talk to the Southsiders, the Conference Indiana champions. Oh, by the way, I know we're not going to get to all the girls, but I do want you to mention every girl that's in this room on your team that is reveling in the fact and being a part, because a lot of them are youngsters.
Absolutely.
And by that mean underclassmen, and yes, the four seniors have laid the way, Betsy being a junior, but talk about the rest of the team, because now they're seeing what some hard work ethic, determination, character, how far that can take you.
Yeah, I mean, I knew a couple years when I first got hired for the job, my number one goal is to go out and get girls to play golf, because I knew in 2 years I'm going to lose four girls. And so, you know, we have some young girls who have played in some invites, who will have some shoes to fill, and Carly Williams is one of them, Kaylee Stedman, Alex Sparks. You know, you're looking at three sophomores, and one sophomore who's not here is Bailey Duncan. She's the other sophomore. Then I have three freshmen, and Caroline Conrad, Addie Blackwell, and Madeline Stonick. So, you know, those girls have some shoes to fill. We, you know, I'll have Lydia and Betsy back, so I'll have, you know, three spots to fill. And, you know, those girls need to, and we've talked about it, get out there and play, and not just put the clubs away until early fall.
Well, they have seen the path taken over the course of their brief high school careers, the underclassmen, and now they see what a little hard work and effort certainly has done. And as I say, the fun is just starting. The sectional championship is nice, but there's more fish to fry here in the Panther Pan between now and the early part of October. We want to talk to your girls, and we'll do that as we continue along on our night of celebration for the Conference Indiana and the sectional champions Bloomington South Panthers. You'll meet some of them when we come back. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Now, here's where it really gets interesting now. Well, you heard Dustin Carver, and we thank him for his comments here as the Bloomington South girls shoot for a regional championship this weekend. With the rest of the best, Country Oaks, you heard Evansville North, Lloyd Central, Evansville Memorial, Modern Day, so it looks like an Evansville-based team. But we're pleased to have with us, of course, the four seniors, and Betsy Beggs will be talking to us here shortly. But Charisse Otter and Emma Fisher have joined us. And Charisse, we'll start with you. And Emma, you can chime in anytime. Your mic is live. And I just got to ask you both, and Sharice, you can kick it off, what it's all meant now. I mean, it's hard to believe for me that 4 years ago, and I remember it was almost to this day that we were saluting a Conference Indiana championship and a sectional, and 4 years later, here you are. What is it, all surreal, or how do you feel about this?
Yeah, it's just really awesome. It's gone by really quickly, the 4 years. And just to start out with my high school career, winning conference and sectionals, and then, you know, going to barely having a team sophomore year to accomplishing the same things as we did freshman year just means a lot.
You know, I can remember talking to you and coaxing the Bombas out for a sport that really that they hadn't given much thought about. But and I can remember when you and Emma were going to events, and you were the South golf team. I mean, they're in the early part of the season until the rest of the best came to your aid. But that just speaks volumes of this team, this chemistry that Coach was talking about.
Yeah, they've really improved throughout the years, and we're just really grateful that they decided to come out. Sometimes they get frustrated, but in the end, we know they love it deep down inside.
Well, I know you get frustrated a little bit now, you know, but hey, where's your game? And we're talking with Sharice Otter, who will be obviously with her team. I'm going to be very positive this particular fall, going to Prairie View in a couple of weeks. But just talk a little about your game, where you've raised the bar, where you've gotten better. You know, we talk about approach shots, putting, and chipping. Talk about that aspect of the game for you.
Yeah, right now I'm really working on my iron shots just to try and tone in the distance from the hole that I get on the green from the fairway, because I know that needs to be really well at come state. And just to be able to make those birdie putts and, you know, putting, talking about that, I've struggled a little bit. That's probably my biggest struggle this whole season. But like Carf says, depending on where my confidence is that day is how well I putt. So
now, do you fall in the analytical category of reading putts on the greens?
I'm mostly a visual putter. I put my ball down and look at it from behind and sometimes on the side. But
you plumb bob it or anything with the, you know, use the old...
No, I don't do any of that.
No, you don't do any of that? Okay. Well, yeah. Emma Fisher joining us as well. And by the way, we'll get back and talk a little about the, this season. This isn't a finale. This is just starting. How's this fun been, Emma Fisher? Same question lines with Sharice. You've been right next to her and shooting these. You got a little bit of run, by the way, going winning these doggone medalists.
Yeah.
That had to be fun yesterday.
Yeah, feels pretty good. I've been working really hard, so, you know, just to improve every aspect that I can.
Well, talk a little about it. Where has your game improved? I know, you know, you talk about that invitational out at the Cades. It's been 2-3 weeks ago. You shoot a doggone 66 in practice, come back, shoot a 66, and win medalist honors. You won yesterday, medalist. So where's your game at going into the regional Saturday?
I'm at a pretty good point right now. I think that right now my game is probably the best it's been in a while. I've improved a lot with my confidence and, you know, just like the mental aspect of it. More than, you know, skill, because I know I have the skill and I can, you know, project that anytime I need to, but, you know, it's all between the ears, so.
Oh, it is indeed. I mean, that's the thing about this sport. Yeah, you're going to try to shoot the best you can, but you advance and survive and advance, as Coach was talking about, as a team. So everybody's got to play well. And you've been coast to coast. Sharice has done the same thing. We'll talk a little back with Sharice, represented Team Indiana. How filled was you told me you only had 1 weekend off. That was 4th of July. Talk about all that experience and how it got you ready for your senior year.
Yeah, well, when was it? February, we went to, my mom and my grandma and I, we went to California for a tournament, and I really enjoyed, you know, playing out there and stuff, so we went back in the summer. I played Torrey Pines a few times and, you know, was a part of the World Junior out there at Torrey. And then I also played in Oklahoma for the U.S. girls. So that was, you know, really fun. Being out west is, you know, always a great time. So.
You know, I asked Sharice this about the rest of the crew and how they've come along with their games. And here you are, and without the Bombas, without Betsy, without Lydia, without a few others, we wouldn't be up here tonight talking about a Conference Indiana Championship or a sectional. What's the group? Talk about their improvement and being an integral part to this success to date.
They're a huge part of the team, obviously. You know, like, we can't get that far without them. We need them here by our side, and you know, they have improved a lot, and I'm extremely proud of, like, you know, where they've, you know, gotten to. Each one of them has improved a tremendous amount, and, you know, I'm really proud of them.
You know, we're talking with Emma Fisher, the voice, tonight, and one of the outstanding standouts in the state of Indiana, along with Cherie Sauter. I mean, those two will put up against anybody in the state as far as 4-year careers go, and what they're shooting. Cherie's averaging a little over 71 strokes, and Emma right behind. We talked with Cherie concerning approach shots, chipping, and putting. Where have you improved in those three areas?
I don't really know, to be honest. I feel like my putting has actually improved a lot. I've been just making a lot more from, you know, like 10, 15 feet, okay, rather than just, you know, lag putting those. I've been really trying to, you know, go in with a positive mind, you know, like, make this, read it right in. You know, that's really actually helped a lot the past couple weeks, you know, making birdies and, you know, getting back the strokes I need.
Well, obviously you played your course, your home course out of the country club. You played the Cage. You've been around that a few times in your career. You go back to Country Oaks. What do you recall on that particular day? Is it a course that fits your eye, Emma?
Not necessarily, no. You know, I've had some great rounds there. I've had some not so great rounds there. You know, I played that course. The first time I ever played it was 7th, 8th grade, probably.
Okay.
You know, and then going back playing regionals there, you know, it's nice to be comfortable with it, but at the same time, there are, you know, parts of it that you really need to be attentive to, because, I mean, you know, especially putting, I feel like there really is a drastic change some days. So
yeah, I would guesstimate that they haven't had as much rain either. I mean, it just hasn't rained for about a month and a half. Cherie, along those same lines, you were down there and you ended up gold medalist that particular day. You shot a decent score in the win. That being said, it's going to be a nice day Saturday. What do you recall about the course, and does it suit your eyes? You look to kind of put your individual game plan together.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of suits my eye. I just try and hit the fairways and greens as much as I can, just make it, you know, as simple as possible. And with that course, it's pretty open, so if you're spraying the ball a little bit, you're fine. But on a couple holes, you have to know where to hit it, and it's pretty much placement on the couple of last holes too.
Hey, I want to get back, and of course Emma's going to stay in town, go to IU, and play a little put that ball in the ground for Clint Wallman, and you're going to South Florida. How exciting is that to, high school career's not over yet, but, boy, that you made an early commitment with the Bulls. How's that program down there?
It's pretty good. They get to play. They have a lot of access to a lot of nice courses down there. Yeah, I mean, first thing I saw when I walked in the golf center was probably 100 pictures of all the nice courses they get to play. So I'm really excited to have access to that. And, you know, going down to Florida, you know, I've always loved going down there, and my goal for committing to a college was a place where I could play year-round just to improve my game as much as possible, and it was just the right fit.
Hey, I was going to ask you, how neat was it to represent the state of Indiana? Talk a little about that tournament you just came back from here. What was it, a couple of weeks ago? What was that? A national junior event, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was all ages except for college. But so, because, like, I played with a 62-year-old in one day, and it was just a really cool experience. Like, and it was really cool representing Indiana with two other of the best players in the state, Julia Potter and Toby Heron.
Wow.
It was just really cool. We played really well. And for them, it was nice to come back to a team atmosphere. And they picked the best two scores each day out of three. And, yeah, I was fortunate enough to score well enough to have them count 2 out of 3 days. So it was really cool. And, you know, I got to meet a lot of cool people around the country. So.
Well, we wish you the best. And Emma, the same. I know that, well, you know, Clint Wallman has helped you. Let's see. We ask you this every year. And I think you were 9 or 10. When did that relationship start as far as his instruction with your game?
I participated in one of his camps, his camps that he does over the summer when I was 10 or 11 years old. I think it was 11. And then I started going to that camp every year, basically, for like the next 2 or 3 years. And we just sort of built this relationship. I don't know. Everything just kind of like clicked together. He's been my coach for
ever
5, 6 years. Wow. Yeah, I mean, and he knows just how to coach me. He knows, you know, how I learn and how I act on my bad days and, you know, how to get used around the little road bumps. So, you know, it's been really great.
You know, I know you do fool around a lot with that YouTube. You haven't, is that something you've done? You know, you're not only developing your game, but you're going to go into the media school, I hear,
yes,
at Indiana U. And my golly, talk about the Cuban Center and everything that is evolving here. Talk about getting in that situation, the right time, right place, right time, huh?
Yeah. You know, a year ago, I didn't really know what I was going to study at all. Like, I had no idea. And I don't know, film just, like, with the YouTube and everything, my interest is film. And that's just something that kind of came along out of nowhere. I was into photography for a while, and that was cool, but you know, I've always had the idea of, like, making videos, and, you know, finally I just, when I was like, let's make a video, and,
yeah,
you know, everyone seemed to like it, so I made
no
some more.
No complaints, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Emma Fisher and Cherise Otter, let's give them and now the Bamba sisters. And it's been one of the great storylines developing, and we'll start with Cindy, because obviously here's a young lady that was all-conference back a couple of weeks ago. She posted a career best out at the Cades here. And Cindy, just talk to me a little about the thought process, again, getting involved with the sport. Maybe you didn't, you know, you thought, I'm a pretty good athlete. Let me try this. What's it all meant to you?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it hasn't been as bad as I guess I first thought it was.
It's fun to score low, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing about golf. It's always fun whenever you improve your score, maybe a little more than you thought. And I don't know, whenever you just have a really good round, it's just a nice feeling.
Well, I mean, you've been going low, 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 low. What's key to it all? Where have you gotten better this fall?
Honestly, I think just kind of my overall game, everything's kind of going a little bit straighter than it was before.
that's key.
Yeah, that helps a lot. And when you can hit the fairways, that's a nice feeling too.
Yeah, well, we talk about approach shots, so, you know, but anyway, but to win Conference Indiana and to be on board in your senior year, I know you play basketball, you run, you're an excellent, believe, hurdler or sprinter in the track. Doesn't catch right now what you do in track and field, but you're pretty good at that as well.
Yeah.
But what's this whole ride meant to you as you just look at it and where it is and where it's going?
For golf?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's been a great 3 years playing with everyone. I don't know if I see myself doing it in the future.
Well.
But, I mean, just for looking back and how far I've come, it's just, I don't know, it's been fun. I don't plan to play in college, but just in the future, just maybe practicing, just getting better. I don't know.
Hey, by the way, you're such a good athlete. You've been teaching your brother Chris how to punt? My golly, he put a couple in orbit the other night.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be proud of him, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, get that mic over to your sister there. That was Cindy Bamba, everybody. And you know what? You know, I'm glad that Lindsay walked in with a hat on. Purple Aces, that's where your parents went to school, right?
Yeah.
And but thanks for doing that, because it's taken me, if you hadn't, I would have had a hard time differentiating between you and Sydney. Lindsay, what's this all meant to you?
I mean, honestly, it's been kind of a life-changing experience. I would have never seen myself
play golf in high school and to see how far we've all come as a team over the past 3 years has been pretty amazing.
Well, it has indeed, and you're again, like your sis and like Betsy, your score has been dropping down. Where do you feel that you really began to get a grasp of the game, and the scores are starting to tail off, and you're scoring well here. My golly, I mean, you're shooting around 90, which is excellent.
Yeah, I feel like this year things just kind of clicked, and my overall game has gotten better. I've gotten a little better at putting. I mean, I've had some up and downs, but, I mean, overall, practicing over these past 3 years, like, has gotten to a point where I could finally start getting the scores I want to and, like, build my confidence so I can continue to play well.
You know, I know there was some disappointment last year, and you guys, and Sydney knows this, and not being able to advance to state as a team. How important would that be to go with these two, Sharice Otter and Emma Fisher, and the rest of your teammates?
I mean, it's been a main goal ever since we've started. So, I mean, last year, yeah, it was very disappointing just missing it by 3 strokes. But I feel like if we could come back this year and do what we are meant to do and score low and go as a team would be a pretty amazing, life-changing experience.
Lindsay Bamba joining us along with her sis, Sydney. And mentioning putting, I got to talk to Betsy Beggs. And Betsy, we will talk. We talk about determination and character, but what's this meant to you being an underclassman of this group?
I just feel pretty lucky. I've had 4 great role models in the 4 seniors this year, and so they've helped me just on and off the course, learning how this whole golf thing works.
Well, you have learned one thing, and that's how to read greens. And,
well, I'm still working on it.
Huh?
I'm
well,
still
you're doing a pretty good job. Well, you're doing a pretty good job.
It's gotten a lot better. Carver helped me a lot.
What's he taught you about that?
Speed is everything. Everything.
Everything. But you're hitting some nice shots. Talk about your chipping.
You know, it was almost like one night I woke up and suddenly I could chip the ball. So
I like
it all
to have
sort
that.
Well,
what was that feeling like? Tell me,
it was incredible. It was, you know, my dad kept saying, one day golf's about to get really fun.
Yeah.
And so I went from shooting 113, 114 at tournaments to going to low 80s one day.
Yeah.
And so that working out was just, it was incredible.
What's it mean, you can hold it up a little closer, that a girl. What's it meant to be with this group? And
they're
not only is your game improving, but it's making you a neat student-athlete, and you've got another year at South.
It's made practices a lot more fun. They're just a great group of girls, and they're fun to spend time with. And I've really enjoyed being a junior.
Well, and we've enjoyed following your progress, and you're an integral part of this team with your score, along with the rest of the crew, Sydney and Lindsay and Lydia Quinn, who's been a big part of this team as well, and so many others. And I'm glad Coach Carver was able to distinguish all of the girls on this Panther golf team whose winning is, just started. And girls, thank you very much. It's your night, and we'll have another one. Miss Otter and Emma, keep it going, girls. Keep it going.
Thank you.
All righty, everybody. We'll be back to close things out with the. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Hey, by the way, our little conversation with those sectional and conference champions up on our website tomorrow, WGCLradio.com. Don't forget that, because that is something you can keep. And like I say, we're just getting started, so we welcome you back, starting to close things out. Don't forget the Reds tonight in St. Louis, pregame at 8:05. Tomorrow night, Terry joins Dave in the zone. Glass will be covering the IU-Evansville soccer game tomorrow night out on the Yeagley pitch. We have Thursday night NFL football back with us. The Redskins go into New York. The Skins are 1-1. New York looking for its first. Our high school game of the week out at Edgewood, North Putnam and Edgewood, Key Conference Indiana, rather a Western Indiana Conference game, East Division, Chalk Talk at 6:30. John Callahan and Dave Novak will have the call. I'll be with the Hoosiers at Wake Forest on Saturday. And by the way, you can come in here on the big screen, see the ACC Network, Channel 23, if you're wondering, at home if you have Comcast. And that's how you can view the the Hoosiers on Saturday. Wake, a good team, playing at home. They're 2-1. Colts back in action. That was pathetic last night. They'll try to right things at Tennessee, a noon pregame on Sunday. By the way, our employee of the week out at the shortstop barbecue train is Seth Sanders. Does a great job in the kitchen, and we salute him along with all the servers and waiters here and Yogis at our home base for all of this great sports conversation, as well as David Hayes and the folks at Comprehensive Financial Consultants, Royal South Toyota as well. Thanks to our producers tonight, Joanna and Mike Lascott, and also to our producer downtown Bloomington, Jim Ritter. Got the Reds coming up, 8:05 high school football on Friday night at 6:30. That's the story. Best of luck to the South girls and to Bloomington North and to Megan Higgins from Edgewood at Country Oaks on Saturday. Hey, have a great week. We'll be back. More sports conversation on Sports Talk. You've been listening live on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. We've been live from Yogi's Grill and Bar. Have a great week, everybody.